Morning. Good morning, Senate. Come to order.
Members, please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 18 members present. Senator Bundy is excused.
Thank you. Good morning. Please stand for the invocation by our chaplain today, Senator Charlie Huggins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask you to bow your heads. Most precious Heavenly Father, we pray to thee today, and we ask your blessing on what we are about to do. We thank you for bringing us together here today safely. And we ask you to gently but firmly remind us that we're here to do the people's business. And in doing that, we ask your blessing on those things which we do right. We further ask you to nudge us, if necessary, maybe more and a little gentle, if we stray from that. If you look about this room, our most precious Heavenly Father, there is a special group of young people. We call them pages. We ask you to bless them and give them our thanks the most appropriately. Guide them in the future of their lives, because they certainly are great and wonderful people. You shepherded us through the winter, through many a task. We're now in the spring. Most of us look forward to the summer and the salmon and the fishing. But Father, as you know, we have unfinished business. And as I said before, we ask again your blessing on what we do and that we do it right. Finally, I ask a special on behalf of this body, a blessing for Angeline Bundy.
Senator Dyson, please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 114th legislative day.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Thank you. Without objection, the journals will be certified and approved by the Secretary. Good morning, Senator Hoffman.
Good morning, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Thank you. Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Thank you. Brings us an introduction of guests this morning. Any guests for introduction? Thank you. Next is messages from the governor.
Message dated May 2nd, stating, I hereby withdraw the nomination of Jeff Sasser for the Board of Regents. Message dated May 3rd, stating, on this date, I have signed the following bills and transmitted the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. CS for HB 47 Finance, Board of Real Estate Appraisers, Chapter 10, SLA 2005. House Bill Number 64, Extend Board of Public Accountancy, Chapter 11, SLA 2005. Those are all the messages from the governor.
Thank you. Message from the House?
Message dated May 3rd, stating the House concurred in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill Number 85 Judiciary, thus adopting Senate CS to CS for House Bill Number 85 Judiciary, prescribed medication for students. Message dated May 3rd, stating the House concurred in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill Number 116 Judiciary, thus adopting Senate CS for House Bill Number 116 Judiciary, amended Senate, liability for alcohol law violations. Message dated May 3rd, stating the House passed and is returning the following. Senate Bill Number 103, Oil and Gas, Regulation of Underground Injection. CS for Senate Bill Number 129, Judiciary, Wrongful Filing of List Pendants. These bills have been referred for enrolling. Message dated May 3rd, stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. CS for House Bill Number 98, Rules by the House Rules Committee. An act relating to the compensation of the governor, the lieutenant governor, and certain public officials, officers, and employees not covered by collective bargaining agreements and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. That bill will be referred to the Finance Committee. committee to meet up with Senate companion bill.
CS for House Bill number 101, Judiciary amended by the House Judiciary Committee, an act relating to sex tourism.
Thank you. That bill will be referred to Judiciary Committee and the Finance Committee.
CS for House Bill number 257, Judiciary by the House Judiciary Committee, an act relating to and extending the pilot program for state procurement and electronic commerce tools and providing for an effective date.
That bill will also go to the Finance Committee to meet the Senate companion bill.
Those are all the messages from the House, Mr. President.
Thank you. Do we have communications today?
There are no communications.
Thank you. Brings us to the reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 125, Licensing Medical or Care Facilities, and recommends a Judiciary Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senators Wilkin, Green, co-chair, Senator Dyson. Signing no recommendation, Senators Hoffman, Olson, Stedman. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill number 81, Labor and Commerce, Contractor License Enforcement, and recommends a Judiciary Senate Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal notes, signing no recommendation, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senators French, Jeff, Perio, Huggins. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered House Bill number 120, Healthcare Employee Protection. Previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senators Davis, Huggins, Ben Stevens. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill number 123, Rules Amended, Occupational Boards Extension, Receipts, Psychologists. Previous fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senators Davis, Ben Stevens. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill number 169, Finance, Real Estate Licensee Education, previous zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senators Davis, Ben Stevens. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 178, State Affairs Amended, Special Request License Plates. New fiscal note, signing due pass, Senators Wilkin, Green, co-chairs, Senator Dyson. Signing no recommendation, Senators Hoffman, Olson, Stedman. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill number 181, Labor and Commerce, waive continuing education requirement for military. Previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senators Ben Stevens, Huggins. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee has placed the bill on today's calendar. The Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill number 183, Judiciary amended, campaign finance, shared expenses list, and recommends the State Affairs Senate Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal note, signing no recommendation, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senators Perio, Guest, Huggins. Signing due pass, Senator French. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill number 201, Permanent Fund Dividend Applications of Military. Previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senators Perio, Huggins. Signing no recommendation, Senators French, Guest. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee has placed the bill on today's calendar. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered House Bill number 213, Alcohol Server Education, previous zero fiscal note. Signing no recommendation, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senator Davis. Signing due pass, Senator Ben Stevens. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered CS for House Bill number 215, Finance, Permanent Fund Corporation Investments Regulation. Previous zero fiscal note, signing no recommendation, Senator Terrio, Chair, Senators Elton, Wagner, Huggins. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Transportation Committee considered CS for House Bill number 268, Judiciary, Overtaking, Passing Stationary Vehicles. Previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Huggins, Chair, Senator Cowdery. Signing no recommendation, Senator Terrio. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports.
Thank you. Bring us to reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Thank you. Brings us to introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate concurrent resolution number 12 by the Senate Finance Committee, suspending rules 24C, 35, 41B, and 42E, uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill number 15 relating to alcoholic beverages licenses.
Thank you. Senate Current Resolution 12 will be held in the desk to meet up with the accompanying bill.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 13 by the Senate Judiciary Committee, suspending Rules 24C, 3541B, and 42E, Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill Number 149 related to controlled substances.
Thank you. It will be held as well on the desk to meet this bill.
Those are all the Senate resolutions for introduction today.
Thank you. Brings us to introduction of Senate Bill.
Senate Bill Number 193 by Senator Bundy, an act relating to an optional deferral of municipal property taxes on certain primary residences owned and occupied by individuals with incomes at or below federal poverty guidelines for the state.
Thank you. That bill will be referred to the Community and Regional Affairs and Finance Committee.
Senate Bill Number 194 by the Senate Finance Committee, an act authorizing financing for certain public transportation projects, giving notice of and approving the entry into and the issuance of revenue obligations that provide participation in these financing agreements for those transportation projects and providing for an effective date.
That bill will be referred to the Finance Committee. Thank you. We'll have a short at ease, please. Thank you for that. That short at ease turned into rather a standard one. We're going to proceed to the daily calendar. Thank you. Oh, pardon me, Senator French.
President, I move that we go back up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Without objection, back up to introduction of guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Ziegler Gallery behind me is Mr. Ivan Moore, if you'd stand up. Mr. Moore is a well-known political strategist and consultant here in the state, works on both sides of the aisle. He's also a constituent of mine, a neighbor, and a close personal friend. Please help me make him feel welcome here in the State Senate.
Thank you. Brings us back. Any other guest for introduction? Thank you. Back to the daily calendar and the consideration of the daily calendar. Thank you.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 46 and Senate Bill 24 be moved to the bottom of the calendar.
Without objection, those bills will be moved to the bottom of the calendar. Thank you.
Senate Bill Number 22 by Senators Davis and Dyson, an act adding birthing centers to the list of health facilities eligible for payment of medical assistance for needy persons. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill. New zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Dyson chair, Senators Elton Wilkin. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended a Finance Committee substitute. New zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senators Wilkin, Green, co-chairs, Senators Hoffman, Dyson. Signing no recommendation, Senators Olson, Stedman. There is a Finance Committee substitute.
Thank you, Senator Green.
Mr. President, I move the Finance Committee version in lieu of the original bill.
Thank you. Without objection, Senate Committee substitute shall be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendment.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for Senate Bill 22 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Thank you. Without objection, Committee substitute for Senate Bill 22 shall be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
CS for Senate Bill Number 22 Finance, an act adding birthing centers to the list of health facilities eligible for payments of medical assistance for needy persons.
Thank you. Senate Bill 22 is before third reading, final passage. We have debate. Thank you. Good morning, Senator Davis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 22 is a bill that is adding birth centers to the state plan so that Medicaid recipients may use birthing centers if they desire. For a long time, we have approved birthing centers, and we're glad that we're able to bring this forward. It would only go into effect, though, if the plan is approved by the federal government. This would allow choices for people that are on Medicaid to have other options other than home delivery or hospital or delivery of their babies. And I'm pleased to say that this will be well received by the birthing centers. For some time they have wanted this to happen, and I'd like to encourage you to vote for this bill.
Thank you. Further debate on the passage of Senate Bill 22. Thank you, Senator French.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to this piece of legislation.
Thank you. Without objection, along with Senators Ellis, Elton, Kukesh, Olson, and Guest. Thank you. Further debate on the passage of Senate Bill 22? Seeing none, question before the body is, shall Senate Bill 22 pass the Senate? Members, please proceed to vote. Thank you. Is every member, has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
The Senate Bill 22 has passed the Senate. Thank you. Next item.
Senate Bill number 86 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to the liability of the state and municipalities for attorney fees in certain civil actions and appeals and providing for an effective date. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered the bill and recommended a Community and Regional Affairs Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal note. Signing no recommendation, Senator Gary Stevens, Chair, Senator Stedman. Signing do pass, Senator Wagner. Signing do not pass, Senators Ellis, Kukesh. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommended the previous Community and Regional Affairs Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal note. Signing do pass, Senator Speakins, Chair, Senators Perio, Huggins. Signing do not pass, Senators French, Guest. There is a Community and Regional Affairs Committee substitute.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Community and Regional Affairs CS be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the committee substitute shall be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendment.
Senate Bill 86 will be held for third reading on the next legislative calendar.
Senate Bill number 128 by Senator Terrio. An act relating to consideration by the Local Boundary Commission of a requested borough incorporation. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered the bill. New zero fiscal note. Signing do pass, Senator Gary Stevens, Chair, Senators Wagner, Kukesh. Signing no recommendation, Senator Stedman. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill. Previous zero fiscal note. Signing do pass, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senators Terrio, Huggins. Signing no recommendation, Senators French, Guest. I have no amendments.
Thank you. Senator Wilkin?
Yes, I do. Mr. President, I would move amendment number one.
Thank you. Amendment number one has been moved. With no objection, with no objection, amendment number one shall be adopted. Thank you. Senate Bill 186, are there further amendments on Senate Bill 128? Seeing none, Senate Bill 128 shall be held for third reading on the next legislative calendar. Sentinel Standardies. Yes.
I move that Senate Bill 186 and 187 be returned to the Rules Committee.
Thank you. Without objection, Senate Bill 186 and 187 shall be returned to rules for further consideration on the committee substitutes. Thank you.
House Bill number 35 by Representatives Coring, Stoltz, Newman. An act extending the termination date of the State Board of Registration for architects, engineers, and land surveyors and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill and recommended a Labor and Commerce Senate Committee substitute, new title with Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10. Previous fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Bundy, Chair, Senators Davis, Deacons, Ben Stevens. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended a Finance Senate Committee substitute, new title with SCR Number 10. Previous fiscal note, signing due pass, Senators Wilkin, Green, co-chairs, Senator Stedman. Signing no recommendation, Senators Olson, Hoffman. There are two Senate committee substitutes.
Thank you, Senator Green.
I move the Senate version of House Bill 35 in lieu of the original bill.
Thank you. Without objection, Senate Finance Committee substitute shall be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendments.
Thank you.
Unanimous consent that Senate CS for House Bill 35 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Thank you. Without objection, House Bill 35 shall be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Senate CS for House Bill number 35, Finance, an act extending the termination date of the State Board of Registration for architects, engineers, and land surveyors, extending the term of a temporary member of the State Board of Registration for architects, engineers, providing for an effective date.
Thank you. House Bill 35 is before the body in third and final passage. Do we have debate? Thank you, Senator Green.
Mr. President, this is simply the extension of the Board of Architects, Engineers, and Surveyors, and this legislation comes in accordance with the recommendation of Ledge Budget and Audit.
Thank you. Further debate on the passage of House Bill 35? Thank you. Seeing none, the question before the body is, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 35 pass the Senate? Members, please proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and I ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Thank you. Without objection, vote on final passage shall be considered the vote on effective date clauses. Thank you. Next item.
Move and ask unanimous consent that SCR 10 be made a special order of business and be taken up at this time.
Without objection, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10, suspending Rules 24C, 35, 41B, and 42E, Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill Number 35, extending the termination date of the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors.
Thank you. Senate Concurrent Resolution 10 is before us. Thank you. Under debate, Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know we've already approved the substance of the bill, but could someone familiar with the bill tell us what changes were made in the Senate to the bill that require a title change?
Thank you. Senator Green, thank you.
The Senate CS, in Section 3 of the bill, which is a transition language for the extended term of the temporary board member, the temporary board member, a landscape architect term, was extended to June 30, 2009 in Labor and Commerce Committee, but the transition language was inadvertently left out, and although it was intended to be included. I think that necessitated the title change.
Thank you. No further objection. Thank you. So the question before the body is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10 pass the Senate? Members, please proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
So Senate Resolution 10 has passed the Senate.
CS for House Bill Number 75, Finance, by the House Finance Committee. An act relating to the powers and duties of the Commissioner of Fish and Game, Board of Fisheries, and Board of Game in promoting and preserving fishing, hunting, and trapping in the state. The Resources Committee considered the bill and recommended a Resources Senate Committee substitute, previous bill fiscal note, signing DuPass, Senator Wagner, Kerr, Senators Dyson, Speakin, Stedman, signing no recommendation, Senator Elson. Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended a Finance Senate Committee substitute, previous zero fiscal note, signing DuPass, Senators Wilkin, Green, co-chairs, signing no recommendation, Senators Hoffman, Olson, Stedman. There are two Senate Committee substitutes.
Thank you. Senator Green?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate CS for House Bill 75 be adopted in lieu of the original version.
Thank you. Without objection, Finance Committee substitute shall be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendment.
Senator Seekins?
Yes, Mr. President. Is House Bill 75 open for cross-sponsorship?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to be added as a cross-sponsor.
Senator Seekins, along with Senator Wagner, Dyson, Huggins, and Wilkin, and Green. Ontario? Be shown as cross sponsors. Thank you. House Bill 75 shall remain until third reading on the next legislative calendar.
House Bill Number 136 by Representatives Rochberg, Guerra, Foster, Wilson, Gardner, Dahlstrom, Anderson, an act restricting the authority of a court to suspend execution of a sentence or grant probation and prosecution for driving while under the influence and prosecutions for refusal to submit to a chemical test. and allowing the court to suspend up to 75% of the minimum fines required for driving while under the influence and for refusal to submit to a chemical test if the defendant successfully completes the court-ordered treatment program.
Thank
you. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill, previous indeterminate and zero fiscal notes, signing DuPass, Senator Seekin, Chair, Senators French, Guest, Huggins. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended adoption of a House Judiciary Committee letter of intent, previous indeterminate and zero fiscal notes, signing DuPass, Senators Wilkin, Green, Co-Chairs, Senators Olson, Stedman. There is a House Judiciary letter of intent.
Thank you.
And I.
House Bill 136 shall remain. Pardon me, Senators. Thank you, Senator Seekins.
I move the House Judiciary Committee letter of intent be attached to the bill.
Without objection, the letter of intent shall be included with the bill, with the original bill.
I have no amendments.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 136 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Thank you. Without objection, House Bill 136 shall be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
House Bill number 136.
I interrupt for a second?
Without objection, yeah. Thank you, Senator Seekins.
All right. Is it open for cross-sponsorship?
It is.
I'd like to be added as a cross-sponsor.
Thank you. Senator Seekins will be cross-sponsorship with Senators Elton, Ellis, Wagoner, Dyson, Stedman, Vess. Also shown as cross-sponsors. Thank you.
House Bill number 136. An act restricting the authority of a court to suspend execution of a sentence or grant probation in prosecutions for driving while under the influence and prosecutions for refusal to submit to a chemical test and allowing a court to suspend up to 75% of the minimum fines required for driving while under the influence and for refusal to submit to a chemical test if the defendant successfully completes a court-ordered treatment program.
Thank you. House Bill 136 is before us in third reading, final passage. Do we have debate? Thank you, Senator Seekins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think probably the best way to describe this bill and what it carries out may be in the House Judiciary Committee letter of intent. With your permission, I'd read that into the record. The letter of the intent says, it is the intent of the legislature that the court system and Department of Law continue their practice with regard to the collection of unpaid fines for driving under the influence of alcohol. That practice is to pursue the payment of unpaid fines through a civil action by the Department of Law and not through revoking probation. It's also the intent of the legislature to encourage the use of fines, wellness courts, and interlock devices when appropriate as tools for addressing these crimes and those who commit them. This bill will carry out that intent give us some additional tools and ammunition to be able to address this very serious problem. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further debate on the passage of House Bill 136? Seeing none, the question before the body is, shall House Bill 136 pass the Senate? Members, please proceed to vote. Thank you. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
So House Bill 136 has passed the Senate.
CS for House Bill number 181, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee. An act authorizing a waiver for active duty military service of continuing education requirements for renewal of occupational licenses. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill, previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Perio Chair, Senators Elton, Wagner, Huggins, Davis. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Seekins Chair, Senators Ben Stevens, Huggins. I have no amendments.
Thank you.
I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for House Bill 181, Labor and Commerce, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Thank you. Without objection, committee substitute for, without objection, House Bill 181 will be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
CS for House Bill number 181, Labor and Commerce, an act authorizing a waiver for active duty military service of continuing education requirements for renewal of occupational licenses.
Thank you. House Bill 181 is before us in third reading. Final passage. Do we have debate? Thank you. Senator Elton, under debate.
I feel like I should apologize, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that be shown as a cross-sponsor if the bill is available.
Thank you. The bill is available for cross-sponsors along with Senators Elton, Dyson, Olson, Wilkin, Terrio, Guess, Ellis, Kukesh, Davis, French, Wagoner, Seekins, B. Stevens, Cowdery, G. Stevens, and Mr. Hoffman. Thank you. I believe we are ready to vote on House Bill 181. So the question before the body is, shall House Bill 181 pass the Senate? Members, please proceed to vote. Thank you. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
And so House Bill 181 has passed the Senate. Thank you.
House Bill number 184, amended by Representatives Chenault, Stoltz, Newman, Dahlstrom, Harris, Olson, Ledoux, Hawker, Lynn, Holm, an act relating to firearms. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered the bill, previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Gary Stevens, Chair, Senators Wagner, Stedman. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommended a Judiciary Senate Committee substitute, previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Stevens, Chair, Senators Perry O. Huggins. Signing no recommendation, Senator Guest, signing amend, Senator French.
Thank you.
There's a Judiciary Senate Committee substitute.
Thank you, Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Thank you. Without objection, the Judiciary Committee substitute shall be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
There's an amendment number one by Senator French.
Thank you. Senator French.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move amendment number one.
Amendment number one has been moved. There is objection. Thank you, Senator French.
Across the state this morning, I'm sure folks who own property and own businesses got up, looked around and said, this is my property, I can do whatever I want. And unfortunately, the bill as it's written right now severely alters that private property right. The bill as it's written right now says that a private property owner may not keep a gun that's in the car of a person that comes onto his or her property off the property. And while that may seem like a small intrusion to some folks, it strikes me as a fairly large intrusion. The bill as it's written right now says that notwithstanding any other provision of law, across every statute book, across every piece of law that we've written, the state, a municipality, or a person may not adopt or enforce a law, ordinance, policy, or rule that prohibits or has the effect of prohibiting an individual from possessing a firearm while that individual is within a motor vehicle, or prohibiting an individual from storing a firearm that is locked in the individual's motor vehicle while the motor vehicle is otherwise legally parked in or on a state, municipal property, or another person's property. Mr. President, this bill, as it's written, crosses a line, and that's the line to my property. In law school, they teach you that property is a bundle of rights, and it's kind of a funny concept, but that's what it is. It's a bundle of rights. It's not an absolute right. You don't have the absolute right to have a toxic waste dump on your property. You don't have the absolute right to have a spotlight beaming at your neighbor's house all night long. Those are nuisances, and you can't do that. But you do have the right to enjoy your property exactly as you see fit. You have the right to set rules on your property and to enjoy it the way you or your family appreciates. This bill would alter that. It would alter it fundamentally. I haven't had time to look into it, but I would question whether there's another law like this anywhere in the United States that allows, that takes away the right of a homeowner to say, you know what, I'm just not comfortable having guns on my property. You want to come over and visit me, that's fine, but leave your guns at home. It says the same thing to a business owner. A business owner can't say to his employees, you know what, it's a bad idea to have a gun in your car when you come onto the property. It's a bad idea to leave a gun in your car while you're here on the property. We've had break-ins, we've had violence, we've had problems. Whatever reason the property owner may have or the business owner may have, he or she no longer has the right to say, Sorry, leave them at home. This bill trumps that right. I frankly think it's going to get tossed out. I don't think you can really take that right away from property owners here in the United States. I don't think you can say your right to have a gun trumps my personal property right. That's what the amendment's about. I don't begrudge folks their guns. I think they're important. People in my district think they're important. They're important for your safety and for your self-protection. But your right to have a gun stops at my property line, if I say so. It stops right there, Mr. President. And it's important that we not go overboard, if you will, in our desire underneath this amendment, in the bill as it came over, to make sure that the law is uniform across the state. I think that's a good and proper piece of legislation. I was looking forward to voting for it, but it got expanded beyond what I think is right and beyond what I think most Alaskans will think is right. It crosses a line onto their property and says, sorry, you can no longer have a say in this matter. And for that reason, I urge you to vote for this amendment, turn the bill back into something I think that most people can support, and make it more reasonable. For those reasons, I would advance amendment number one and urge a yes vote.
Thank you. Under debate on the adoption of amendment number one, thank you, Senator Dyson, and then Senator Seekins.
Yeah, thank you. It's intriguing to me to see the Bill of Rights get parsed. It's nothing that says that a person or a municipality would ask you to check your right to freedom of speech or assembly or a speedy trial when you drive onto their property. And the Second Amendment is listed right with the rest of those rights, and it's not one that we can easily abridge. We are never asked to check our rights in any other situation, and I believe that this amendment singles out a single right out of the Bill of Rights and says that somehow or the other it's different than these other fundamental rights that were the first amendments to our Constitution. I would speak against the amendment.
Thank you. Senator Seekins.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the state of Alaska, we allow people who may legally possess a firearm under state and federal law to carry that firearm for their self-protection. And we allow someone to carry it in public places, when they're driving down the road, it can be in their vehicle, it can be when they're out in the field, it can be when they're walking around. And there are some places that we allow people to restrict the possession of a firearm. You must, under law, if you're going into someone's home, you must have their permission to bring that weapon into the home. And if you go into the building of an employer, you go into your employer's building, the employer has the right to say, do not bring a firearm into the building. But what we do, in effect, by allowing someone to carry a weapon for their self-protection, and not put it in a parking lot, maybe where they work, or maybe where they're going to go shopping, or maybe where there's some other assembly point, we say, from the time you leave home in the morning, you must not carry your weapon. Because if you go get to work and then you go into the building, you've got to leave the gun somewhere, and you can't leave it locked in your vehicle in the parking lot. So we are effectively disarming Alaskans who are otherwise able to legally possess a firearm under state or federal law from the time they leave their home, because they might want to go to the shopping mall and the shopping mall says, whoops, no firearms in cars in this shopping mall. I agree with Senator Dyson that the right of self-protection rises to one of the highest levels. I don't believe this is an unnecessary or unconstitutional intrusion on someone's property rights. I think it's an accommodation that assists us in being able to allow someone one of their fundamental rights under state and federal law. So I would speak against the amendment and urge you to vote no.
Thank you. Further debate on the adoption of amendment number one? Thank you, Senator French. Wrap up.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's a frequent misunderstanding when you start talking about the Bill of Rights and how they apply in the world, and it's come out in this debate, and it's important to remember that the Bill of Rights exists as between citizens and the government. The Bill of Rights keeps the government from doing certain things to you, keeps the government from saying, it sounded like I was being asked to wrap up, Mr. President, but I'll take it in the spirit in which it was offered. The government can't say to me, Mr. French, you can't express your opinion here on the floor of the State Senate. The government can't say to me, you can't express your opinion on the sidewalk. But you know what can happen? A private property owner can say to me, you know what, if you want to come onto my property, you need to keep a civil tongue in your head, and you shouldn't go insulting me. If what the senator from Eagle River pointed out was that you can't abridge the freedom of speech, well, the fact of the matter is you can. And under that analysis, under the senator from Eagle River's analysis, someone could come onto my property and begin to insult me, not stop insulting me all through dinner. And if I finally said, you know what, you need to knock that off and leave, because my right to enjoy my property trumps your right to free speech, and it trumps it every single time, as between two private citizens. If a person comes onto my property, I can demand to search their car and see everything that's in there, and they can either choose to leave or stay, but that's the fact of the matter. I worked for 8 years on the North Slope, and I basically gave up almost every single right I had every week I went to work, because it was company rules, and you can either take the job and take the paycheck, or you can go look for another job. And there are many free market solutions to the problem that Senator Seekins has pointed out. I think it is a problem if business owners and their employees can't come to some agreement, but I imagine in 9 cases out of 10, they can come to an agreement. If they can't, perhaps it's time for that employee to go down the road and look for another job. But this is an important matter. It's important for us to understand that the Second Amendment right doesn't exist between two private citizens. It exists between the government and the individual. And it's a much different relationship when it's in your neighborhood and it's between two private property owners. So for that reason, I think those folks who want to preserve the right to bear arms and the people that want to preserve the right to free speech are on the good track. You should be on the lookout for those kinds of problems. But that's only when the government begins to regulate what you can do. It's never been the case that the government can tell a private property owner they have to allow certain things on their property or else they're stripped away from that important bundle of rights. So I think for those reasons, no vote is the right vote. Thank you.
Thank you. The question before the body.
Just a minor correction. That's a yes vote on the amendment, Mr. President.
We were going to listen to you, but... The question before the body is, shall Amendment Number 1 be adopted to House Bill 184? Members, please proceed to vote. Thank you. Has any member failed to vote? Member Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
8 yeas, 11 nays.
So Amendment Number 1 has failed to be adopted.
I have no further amendments.
Thank you. Senator Dyson?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Or Mr. President, is the bill available for cross-sponsorship?
Yes, it is. Senator Dyson is a cross-sponsor along with Senator Huggins, Wagoner, Seekins, and Green, and Cowdery. Thank you. Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 184 shall remain for third reading on the next legislative calendar. Senator will stand at ease. Come back to order. Can I come back to order, please?
House Bill Number 201 by Representatives Chenault, Ramros, Elkins, Dahlstrom, Guerra, Crawford, an act relating to an application for a permanent fund dividend for a member of the Armed Forces of the United States serving on active duty outside of the state and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill, previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Terrio Chair, Senators Elton, Wagner, Huggins, Davis. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill, previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Seekins Chair, Senators Terrio Huggins. Signing no recommendation, Senators French Guest. I have no amendments.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 201 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Thank you. Senate stand at ease. In place, Senate will stand at ease till the call. Exciting times. Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move to withdraw my motion to move 201, having gross domestic reading in place on final passage.
Without objection, that motion will be withdrawn. Thank you, Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move that House Bill 201, House Bill 210, and House Bill 230 be moved to the bottom of the calendar.
Without objection, those bills will be rolled to the bottom of today's calendar. Thank you. Next item. Thank you. Thank you for the latitude. Madam Secretary, next item, please.
CS for Senate Bill number 102, Finance, an act repealing the Alaska Coastal Management Program relating to an extension for review and approval of revisions to the Alaska Coastal Management Program relating to reviews and modifications by the Department of Natural Resources relating to Coastal Resource District Policy, providing for an effective date by amending the effective date of Section 45, Chapter 24, SLA 2003, and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Senate Bill 102 is before us in third reading, final passage, under debate. Do we have debate? Thank you. Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 102 extends by 6 months the deadlines for the Alaska Coastal Management Program, and it extends the deadline for coastal resource districts to submit their plans to the Department of Natural Resources. It gives them an additional 2 months. It installs an audit and sunset clauses for the entire Alaska Coastal Management Program.